FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here, back at Broadhurst Park, for a pre-season friendly here, where FC United of Manchester will be taking on Bootle, here in the July sunshine of North Manchester. Joining me back here in our commentary position at Broadhurst Park, it's a big welcome back to Mr. Stato Paul.
Good afternoon.
Paul, it's your first pre-season friendly of the summer that you've covered with FC Live. What's your thoughts heading into this game?
I think it's a very interesting choice of opponent, considering they nearly dumped us out the FA Cup last season. They were seconds away from putting us out. And we've got, of course, we've got Brian Richardson's return here with his new side. It's going to be, I would think, fairly competitive, as we always do with sides from Merseyside, even in a friendly.
Well, both teams coming out onto the pitch now. I'd love to bring you team news, everyone, but I've not got a team sheet.
I can go through it for you.
Thank you, Paul. That'd be delightful.
Okay. There's obviously some unfamiliar names with it being a friendly. In goal for FC is Demeji Willen, who we think was at Cheadle Heath Nomads last season. Two is Clive Smith, three Josh Askew, four Luke Griffiths, five Jan Palinkas, six Curtis Jones, seven Jack Anderson, eight James Vincent, nine Regan Linney, 10 Charlie Ennis and Eddie Maiko. On the bench, we've got 12 Chris Taylor, 14 is Dylan Switters, who was at the Norwich City Academy, 15 Tom Murray, 16 Alex Wollerton, 17 Jonathan Smith, 18 Harry McGee and 19 Guy Hall. For Bootle, in goal is number one Theo Roberts, two Jay Roberts, three Matty Raines, four James Cooper, five Lewis Sheed, six Connor Millington, seven Adam Brook, eight Liam Loughlin, nine Max Rogers, 10 Morgan Smith and 11 Ben Hodkinson. On the bench is 12 Jordan Wynn, 14 Simon Wills, 15 David Dangana, 16 Martin Jackson, 17 Ryan Graham, 8 Lance Houghton, 19 Joe Blanchard and 13 a familiar face in Sam Ashton.
Well, welcome back to Sam Ashton, of course. But this is the third pre-season friendly of the summer thus far. A little mini tour, forward amateurs last week, 4-1 last Saturday, and the midweek game 2-1. Away from home at Longridge Town. And I can't help but think, Paul, we've been building, because we started off obviously with a team in the amateur ranks, in forward amateurs, then moving up to the North West Counties, and now we're playing a step four side in Bootle, who could forget last year in the FA Cup?
Two very uncomfortable meetings, including the replay. And Ben Hodkinson, who caused us a lot of problems on the wing, is out there again this afternoon. So we've certainly got to sharpen up compared to what we did last season against him, where we squandered the two-goal lead away from home. And we're trailing in the return game here until the dying seconds.
It was epic, though, wasn't it?
It was.
It really was one of James's finest commentaries. And incidentally, James does join us this afternoon. He's over doing the TV commentary. And for those of you who've not bought your pass yet, £4 to watch the game live this afternoon, head over to the FC United Twitter feed or Facebook page, or of course the official website. But we are off and running here at Broadhurst Park in this pre-season friendly, and Ennis is over the ball now. Luke Griffiths leaving him to it. It's left to centre, about 10 yards outside the penalty area. Ennis plays it towards the back post area, and there was Curtis Jones.
The flag's up.
He heads it into the goal. However, as Paul rightly says, the flag was up. A bit unfortunate there.
Would have been it was a well-worked set piece. I think he just went too soon, but would have been a great start to our friendlies at Broadhurst there. A goal within a minute, but it wasn't meant to be.
And here's Wollerton. Wollerton back to Hall. Hall to Jones. Smith, great ball to McGee. McGee out to this right-hand side to Mieko. Mieko driving to the edge of the box, shot comes in, all inside of the post.
By a long way, the closest we've got.
First proper effort from FC United there, if you exclude the offside goal early in the game. Ball down the line, McGee gets the ball. And it comes to Mieko. Mieko, a bit of skill and trickery, might be overcooking it, keeps the ball, lays it off there to Wollerton. Wollerton to Murray, and well, there's Ashton with a Campos-esque save.
One for the highlights there.
Is FC United on the attack with Hall over on the left-hand side. all inside the box, plays it back to Wallerton at the edge of the penalty area. Shot comes in and it hits the board at the back of the goal there. It just went to the right hand side of the post, unfortunately, but good effort from Wallerton. Mieko there with a delightful ball over on the left hand side for Hall. Hall now into the penalty area, he shoots and forces the goalkeeper into a good save, but FC United get the ball back now with Mieko, and Mieko there was two blue shirts around him and Boot will get the ball clear, but oh, there's Taylor that, winning it back.
That was probably the moment of the game, that pass and the shot and the save.
Bootle with possession in midfield, chip forward for the run there of Nagana. Shot comes in, good save by the goalkeeper, and Willen there down to his right. Impressive save, Paul,
preserving his clean sheet.
And FC United force an error at the back. Here's Anderton on the ball on the edge of the box. Anderton, and Ashton on his to his right makes the save. Bit of a laugh there, Paul.
It was. I think he was trying to curl it into the corner, wasn't he? And Ashton read it well.
It's a corner ball. Hodkinson to take it from the left into added time. Corner comes in towards the back post area. Breaks to the edge of the box. Shot comes in from distance, and that is another fine save from Willen.
And it had to be.
And that is full time. 0-0 the score here at Broadhurst Park. Paul, thoughts on that one?
In terms of fitness, it's been a good run out for some of the players. Some have played a full 90 and some have played bits and pieces. I think that the one disappointment really is the fact that we've not managed to score and we've not managed to create a lot of goal mouth incidents. We flickered briefly in the second half, I think. Sam Ashton had to make a couple of saves. But overall, I think we need to find a way of scoring goals in pre-season, and that's something that's a work in progress.
Yes, there was a couple of saves, like Paul says, made by Sam Ashton. We did hit the post as well earlier in the second half. But Neil said on Tuesday night, you know, these games are about fitness, you know, giving players opportunities, and today was a step up in competition from forward amateurs and from Longbridge,
and I guess that's what he's planned, that's what he wanted. But I think there were some things to take out of it. I think Palinkas looked good with Curtis Jones in the first half when they were together. Good to see Sam get a good reception there from the SMRA. Vincent looked good when he was on. Good clean sheet from the FC keeper, Willen. Made a couple of good saves.
Sorry, I'm just sorting out this the TV thing. Thank you to James for the TV commentary today. In fact, shall we get James on as well and have a chat with James? What did you make of that? Because this is your first pre-season friendly. And
I mean, I think it livened up a little bit in the second half. What is notable though is I think that James Vincent is a really crucial addition to this side. He's a very experienced player, as we know, but you could see the way he's organising, speaking to the other players. He's exactly what FC need. I thought Luke Griffiths looked good in his 45 minutes. Mayeko is he's a very intriguing player, highly skilled, and he did nearly find the net. Rather unlucky that, hitting the inside of the upright. And some of the young'uns did create some chances. Murray, I thought, looked good. But, on the whole, I just think I felt there was a lack of urge. I mean, I know it's pre-season. I just felt for a lot of the game, it just needed a bit more urgency and a bit more tempo.
What did you... You mentioned a couple of the players there. It's clear that Neil's got an idea about what his squad's going to look like. Whether he's got a starting 11 is another matter. But one thing we were discussing there is, and it's something Rick got in touch with on Tuesday night, and it's something a few people have mentioned on the forums and stuff, about that potency up front. Yeah. Have we cracked it yet? Well, I mean, it's too early to say yes or no, but...
Well, I mean, not obviously on the basis of today. So Jack Anderton is sort of feeling his way in terms of this game, and Bootle well organised. Brian Richards obviously good manager, but just a bit more ingenuity. Good to see Curtis Jones back, and let's hope he stays fit. So important. I thought Palinkas looked pretty assured in his 45 minutes.
He reminded me, dare I say it, of Drew Baker, the way his composure. I mean, some of the defending that he did in that first half was very, very impressive. But you mentioned Jones there. Jones getting a full 90 minutes.
So important.
That's what it is, very important, because he's going to be crucial this year, I think, Jones.
And what do we know of Willen, the keeper? Was he just here today?
Cheadle Nomads, we believe. So North West Counties level.
Dual reg, or was he just filling in for today?
I think he might have been filling. Well, he'll be filling in, won't he? But
I think it'll be like a try. Yeah,
two good saves at the end there.
Very good. But I think that's always in problem with the keeper when he's not had much to do and suddenly called upon to make a reaction save like that. I thought that was encouraging. What he did, he seemed to do well. FC, of course, could have been on the score sheet early on. But,
offside.
So unfortunate, really. I think if the goal had gone in early on, it would have settled the side a bit.
Well, next up is Berry. And we were saying, we did Forward Amateurs last Saturday and Longbridge on Tuesday here against Bootle. It's been a step up every time. Bury not quite on the same level as Bootle, but based on last year, we're imagining it's going to be equally as competitive. And that's what we're after, really, isn't it? It's about getting the match sharpness up so we have a bit more urgency.
Yes.
For the games that actually matter later on in the year.
Yes. The fitness looks good, and you would expect that because of FC, of course, have been playing quite recently in Europe. So, it's obviously, as you would expect, you can't draw too many conclusions. But the question will be about up front and finding the back of the net, really. It was definitely better in the second half. And, some of the young players... looked lively.
Hall on that left back was good, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He had a very good chance in that second half.
He did. Yeah. Well, so Ben, who was your man of the match?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because first half, I'd definitely say Palinkas.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Askew was good at left back as well, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, we're joined by Neil Reynolds now. Hello, Neil. How are you?
I'm all right, Ben.
So, first 0-0 of pre-season.
Yeah.
This year, anyway.
Yeah.
I think we had one last year against Bay Cup in Wembley.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
What's your thoughts after that?
I'm happy. That's three games into pre-season. That's another training session. I think that's session number five, is it now? But we moved the ball really well. I thought first half we kept the ball, but we weren't brave enough in the final third. I thought second half we've hit the post. We've keeper's foot made a save. Got a shot from Tom Murray, header from Curtis Jones. It's early. Do we expect to win? No. Do we expect to get some out of it? Yeah, and we have done. I think it's a good workout. But I was a bit frustrated at half-time because I think we could have penetrated more than what we did.
And with regards to that potency up front, we had correspondence in this week. The old hobby horses and all that about number nines and stuff. Do you feel like we're getting there, or are you waiting to see what happens higher up? Or?
Still waiting. I don't want to sound repetitive or boring. I'm going to keep saying it. We haven't got that big checkbook, and it might be that we've got to wait until the National League North sides, don't the players don't get a bit frustrated and want to drop down. It might be that we have to look into the loan market. We're not sure, but we've definitely got attackers at the top end of the pitch. I'm not going to try and turn Regan Linney into a nine, even though he can play nine. He's better coming off the left. I know that. You've got Jack and Eddie going off the right. We've got tens. We've got midfielders in abundance, but. If we don't find one, we've got enough players at the top end to go and score goals. But ultimately, you want to find the number nine. But they cost a bit of money. And, at the minute, we haven't got a great deal. So, but no, that's our target. We're also looking at a left-back. Young guy Hall has played left-back today. He's done really well. We've obviously missed Andy Halls. We've missed Donners. We've missed Sandro. We've missed Curtis Obeng today. So, we've got options. We're really happy with what we've done in the summer and happy how the group have... All grouped together, and and the camaraderie is good, and the quality of football will keep developing.
Tell us a bit more about Hall as well, because we got a text message in, so I've not confirmed this. Was he at Fulwood Amateurs last Saturday?
Yeah.
So he's made. You must be pleased with that.
Delighted.
He scored.
Yeah. I mean, I went in to help Fulwood Amateurs last summer. The COVID period, and we ended up winning this cup we were playing in, and he was playing in a more advanced position. He was only 17, 18, and I just said to him, listen. Get yourself in the gym, get yourself fitter, and 12 months' time, who knows what will happen. And we watched him for Fulwood last week, and obviously everyone knows what's happened to Doddy now, and you know, we're on the lookout for a left back. He just impressed, and I think he's come in two games. He's done really well. It gives Josh competition. Josh wants to play higher up, but we keep looking. You know, we'll keep looking. We're never going to be happy. You know, we're not awash with contract players, so they're non-contract players, so people can come and go. And like Brian Richardson said in his interview to Tim, that the lads that have played today certainly won't be necessarily all starting first game of the season for both sides, and that's, you know, that's football. So, like I said, we're five sessions in, we've got a lot of work to do, and you know, we look forward to the game on Tuesday now.
Speaking of beefing up, can we talk about Jan Palinkas? Because he showed glimpses there where he's like, I'm not getting brushed off the ball.
Yeah, you know, and Jan, listen, Jan's a project. We've sent him away for a couple of years. He's gone and got men's football. I've just said to him in there, you know, he needs to quicken his game up. He needs to move the ball quicker. But, you know, no disrespect to clubs lower down, you probably get more time and, you know, have more time to have that three or four touches where us, we've got movement in front, he needs to play, he needs to step out, and he's going to learn. He's going to be a really good addition. He's a big defender. The pleasing point for me, which we didn't have many of last season, was clean sheets. So, and we're not as expansive with our fullbacks. But I think when we get the likes of Donoghue back in there, he'll run from deep and get him behind the front man and be able to travel with the ball, and, you know, maybe Smith gets a partnership with Vinny, you know, I thought he was excellent, James Vincent, and, you know, the three lads, Eddie, Regan and, you know, Jack, don't know each other yet, so they will do, but no, you know, like everyone, I think they've all done well.
The goalkeeper, Willen,
Cheadle Nomads, but UCFB, that's where the link has come from. So he's, you know, he's been around, he's trained it, you know, we're on the lookout for number two. We know Ryan Hamer's at City of Liverpool and keeping his options open, but you know, we haven't got a keeper coach, so we're looking to bring another one in, and DJ's done really well today, and I'm sure that between now and the end of the season, the fans will see him again. Yeah. Dan's away, you know, Dan's in Ibiza, so he's having his summer break, so he'll, family holiday, not an Ibiza nightclub, sure. Family holiday.
Hippie style.
Yeah, hippie style, but listen, when you've got a Lavacom, and you're going to have an Andy Halls back in there, and a Curtis Jones, and, you know, down the spine, you could have a Smith, and a Vincent, and a Linney, you know, it's exciting, and it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
We're only three games in. Do you feel like you're getting there with regards to your starting 11 for that first game of the season?
No,
in a month's time?
I wouldn't say I was. I'm looking at, you know, partnerships, and that's the key thing. I think, you know, if you look at the fullback today in Clive, he's completely different than Donners, but he's more of a defender, and things won't get past him. He might not be as expansive on the eye as Donners, but then we probably won't concede as many because we won't get caught higher up the pitch. Obviously, the left-back, losing Donny's a big loss. So we're looking to kind of recreate Josh Askew into a left-back, but if we can't, we'll go and find one. The middle of the park, Vincent, he's putting his stamp on things. We can see it. But Smith's been, you know, he's excellent, and, you know, he's got so much experience in front of him. But no, you know, all I've said to the lads, you know, all they can do is leave an impression on me. That's all they can do every single game. And today, five or six have left a negative impression in terms of how we've moved and what we haven't done, and I've said that at half-time. Second half, you know, likes of Guy Hall and Jonathan Smith have left a really positive impression on me. So that, and, you know, in each game, I don't want to come back to my head and go, you know, Bootsall, you didn't do well. If I keep saying you didn't do well every game, don't knock on my door on August the 13th, and that's why you're not. If I keep praising you every game, what I've just said is, you're going to be starting. You know, I can't keep praising you and then put you on the bench. So it's a bit of a scrap. You know, Griffiths is going to scrap with Smudge, and Smudge will scrap with Vincent, and Vincent will scrap with McGee. Who's going to get the two shirts? You know, and that's up to them.
But Vincent looks the real deal. I mean, it's the way you can see him organising. He looks like, and you know, you said it yourself, sometimes it's quite a quiet sort of team on the field sometimes. So he looks to me, I wouldn't dare to see who's going to get the shirt, but he looks to me a really crucial addition to this team. Do you feel that too?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And, you know, you've seen enough football, James, to be able to, you know, cast that opinion. And I fully agree with you. I think he's coming. He's hit the ground running, and I keep saying the story that, you know, when we were out in Rimini, you know, he's been on the pitch 20 minutes, didn't know anyone, and he turned around and gave Curtis Jones an almighty rollicking for letting Josh Askew run down the line. And I knew then we've got a leader, but also we've got a fantastic footballer who, I don't think he wasted the ball today, maybe once. But if we can get experience and legs around him, this is where Donoghue's going to be crucial. You know, you wouldn't like him breaking from deep and, you know, in that area. And we've got pace at the top end of the pitch, and we've got, you know, solidity at the back in Halls and Jones or Palinkas, then I think everything else will fit into place.
And incredibly competitive, though, isn't it, with Donoghue, Griffiths, you know,
McGee.
And you know, with Jonathan Smith and Vincent too. I mean, Smith is another player we constantly praised last season, so it will be interesting to see how you accommodate.
You've got a lad in, you know, Smith, who's played what, 600 league games. You've got a lad in Vincent who's played Scottish Cup final, Scottish Premier League. You've got a lad in Tails who's 35, he's been around Blackburn, who's you know, played how many league games, and it's good to have that experience. You've got Halls who's just missed out on promotion with Chorley. You've got Curtis Jones now, it goes right through the park. You've got Linney who's now 25, Donoghue's 25. So people are now, you know, getting it, and hopefully we're going to be harder to beat, because that was our Achilles heels last year, where we conceded too many late goals, sloppy goals, and, you know, maybe changing the way we play slightly. We might not go and kind of beat teams 4-3. We might be a 1-0, but, you know, you're never going to please everyone. Somebody will want a 4-3 and somebody will want a 1-0. But for us, you know, to keep things tight, and it's nice that we haven't conceded many goals, you know, in our three games. So, you know, that's a plus point.
Just a couple of questions with regards to off the pitch. It's been noticed, and I think it's a stroke of genius, the pitch has moved that way slightly. And now there's just a little strip that doesn't get sunlight. And we were just putting a call out. We obviously had a sponsorship event this past week.
Yeah.
We need 50 sunbeds, I think. Would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
But is that the thinking? It's less pitch to not get sunlight now?
So that was where we lost our games last year. Our pitch was huge. It was 65.7 wide. And I think the league standard is 64 or even 62. And, you know, we've taken 0.8 off either side. And it gives us a little bit more space, but it won't change the way we play. You know, on the ground itself, yeah, you know, we've got a professional team in now, you know, doing the pitch, and you can see it's exquisite, and people, you know, understand soil science and get the techniques, and people who've done the job before it, I'm sure, will learn, and, you know, the work has been so much appreciated, but all of a sudden you've got, you know, a professional ground staff team in now that will make the pitch better, so that's great. But, you know, them aside, look at the whole ground. I can't tell you how much work's gone on in the last 6 weeks in painting, in cleaning, in man hours, in wiping seats and redesigning the SMRE. I mean, I think there was a question raised at the AGM about volunteers. You know, I've seen so many volunteers down here over the last few weeks just giving up the time and effort, whether it's cutting grass, it's wiping seats, it's painting, it's jet washing the stand. You know, we've got a real team here, and everyone's coming in every day. There's a great feeling. I've never seen the place as tidy. In 3.5 years, I've never seen it as tidy, whether it's downstairs when you enter, the tunnel, the SMRE, down the sides, the you know, the whole ground. It's a credit to everybody, and, you know, Natalie's come in, and she's had this plan, and I'm glad, because we share the same plan, and we've all had to roll our sleeves up. You know, even me and my dinner hour, I'll pick up the paintbrush and we'll do a bit, but it's all hands on deck. But if you know, I hope that people have gone away today and think, wow, this is a clean environment, because the volunteers will be back in on Monday morning, the staff will be back on Monday morning, and they'll be prepping it for Tuesday night. And, you know, all it takes sometimes is a little thank you and, you know, a pat on the back, or a, you know, buy them a butty or a pint afterwards, and it goes a long way.
And just a mention as well for the new minibus that's outside.
Mm-hmm. Deal with Mercedes. You know, we want to get FC United on the map, you know, and developing relationships and continuing relationships. And the conversation started with myself and the marketing manager, in Macaulay, about, what, 8 months ago, 9 months ago. And, you know, then he put me on to the MD, then he put me on to the commercial manager, then he put me on to the CEO, and it just kept going. And I remember Dave Ashurst and myself, the two representatives of Mercedes, in November having a three-course meal in the function room, trying to get them over the line, and brick by brick, getting the relationship positive, and you know, they've come up with the goods. You know, they're going to be one of our, you know, business members now, and they've donated the van, which is going to be great for academy, first team, women, everybody. And, you know, the amount of looks I've had driving up and down the M60 now, or just around the local area, put the fixtures in the back of the van, it's massive, and it's indirect marketing, because we're just letting people know that we haven't gone away, and we're still here after 17, 18 years, and we have no ambition of going away. So we're just going to, you know, keep promoting it. But big thanks to Mercedes, LSH Motors, the likes of Simon Preston, Nat Atkinson behind the scenes, the commercial committee have worked wonders to get it over the line. So that's, you know, one in many that we're going to get over the line. And like I said, the sponsors even near was great on Thursday. You know, 19, 20 people that we haven't seen before. So we're putting ourselves on the map. We're getting there. What we've got to do now is get the right results to get more people through the doors. And that's the pressure of a football manager as a team.
And final question, Neil, because it's been long. It's been like a proper Q&A, this. Yeah. Thank you. Bury on Tuesday. What's your thoughts on that one, finally?
Another good test. No points are up for grabs. It's just another training exercise. We've got to be careful now that we don't overplay too many people. Next week at Jersey, we've got a small squad. Unfortunately, there's 6-7 that can't make it, and they're senior players as well. So we're going to be travelling with 16-17, and two games in 2 days is going to take a lot. So, you know, it will be resting legs on Tuesday. It will be giving more minutes to lads that haven't had minutes, but not taking them lightly. You know, they'll come here, they'll see the pitch, the surroundings, they want to win, like everyone wants to win. But for us, it's just another game. And, you know, if we can get these minutes in our legs before we take on the bigger sides in Doncaster Rovers, you know, et al., then we'll be happy. But like I said, there's nothing won. For me, I've gone away with lots of positives. Always go away with a negative, even if we win 6-0. You know, you're always learning. But no, delighted with the lads. Their attitudes are great and the fans were brilliant as well today. So we'll see everyone Tuesday.
Great stuff. Thank you brilliant. So much, Neil, for thanks, joining Ben. Us. Neil Reynolds there, first team manager of FC United. Well, we're going to go now. James, yeah, just closing thoughts to you.
Well, I just want to thank all the volunteers, actually, after what, if any of them are listening or you know a volunteer. But it really is, it does look great, the ground, and it's fantastic what people do.
On Facebook, you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, you keep across it all, and, you know, it's just been there, hasn't it?
Yeah.
All throughout the summer, you know, cracking work going on, and like we were saying in the commentary, it is noticeable. But yeah, cracking stuff, and we'll do it all again on Tuesday. Well, James, big thank you for joining us. Big thank you to Stato Paul and to Woodso, of course, and Neil Reynolds for joining us. But we're going to go now. You'll be hearing from us again on Tuesday. Join us from 7:30 as we present FC United against Bury in a pre-season friendly. See you all very soon. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.